This is WKSU News. I'm Jeff St. Clair. The coronavirus is bringing time-tested techniques for controlling the spread of disease front and center. For decades, health officials have been using contact tracing to manage outbreaks of TB, measles, STDs, and Ebola. And now we find the practice of reaching out to everyone who comes in contact with a positive case is one of the best tools to beat COVID-19. Contact tracing is nothing new. Here's how it works. Say a restaurant employee tests positive for COVID-19. Then Summit County Public Health Commissioner Donna Skoda says her team makes a phone call.
Interview the restaurant, find out who has had contact with this person, how long the contact has been, where the contact occurred, and then we start tracking backwards.
But say that employee's wife works in a daycare center. Now, those people are potentially exposed. Skoda says the lines of contagion quickly get complicated.
It's almost like a spider web you're creating to make sure that you find out and minimize the disease risk.
She says the next step is an order from the health department.
After we talk to them on the phone, we send them a formal letter that says, you are either in quarantine or isolation, and these are your restrictions, and this is how you can get out of isolation and quarantine.
Generally, by staying put for 2 weeks. Summit County has had more than 1,500 coronavirus cases, and Skoda says around 100 people have been under quarantine at any given time in the outbreak. Contact tracing, though a simple concept, can be challenging, especially among Akron's immigrant communities.
Most of our clients don't have smartphones.
That's Elaine Sow, CEO of Asian Services in Action.
And even if they did have smartphones, they have challenges with using things that I think we take for granted, like hyperlinks.
Language is another obstacle.
At Asian Services in Action, we have the capacity to provide interpreting and translation services in 55 different languages and dialects.
Her agency serves Akron's Bhutanese refugees, Burmese, Karen, Hmong, Chinese, and a growing number of Congolese immigrants, all of them struggling to understand a bewildering array of closures, state orders, and healthcare protocols. Sao says her team, luckily, has had only to contact trace a handful of COVID-19 cases among recent immigrants. The key, she says, is building trust.
Knowing that you can look into the eyes of the person and know that that person has walked in your shoes at some point in the past, you know, that's very comforting.
It's that human element that makes contact tracing effective. According to Katie Balbach, who directs domestic outreach efforts for Massachusetts-based Partners in Health.
It's not enough to just kind of give folks a call and say, you know, you've been exposed. Please stay at home for the next 14 days. See you later.
She says not everyone can safely take 2 weeks off work to quarantine.
You know, there's a lot of disparity and inequity in terms of ability to do that here in the U.S.
Balbach has only been at her job for a little over a month. Before that, she directed contact tracing efforts in Sierra Leone during the height of the most recent Ebola outbreak. Her new position marks the first time Partners in Health has worked in the U.S. Governor Mike DeWine brought them in to advise Ohio's coronavirus response. And Balbach says she's now working with around 10 other states and cities. She says it's been an eye-opener.
You know, I mean, I think it's been disheartening to kind of see, you know, some of the challenges that our public health system has faced here in the United States in rising to meet this unprecedented pandemic.
Having dealt with a deadly Ebola outbreak in Africa, Balbach says our best hope to beat coronavirus is widespread testing, contact tracing, treatment, and support for affected families.
We won't be able to really bring the epidemic under control until all of those pieces are in place, really critically the contact tracing component across the country.
There's yet another obstacle beyond manpower. Republicans in the Ohio House moved last week to require written consent before contact tracing, something health commissioners across the state have called dangerous. The Senate has blocked the measure for now. I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.